With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel's military says it has completed the encirclement of Gaza City and is attacking Hamas infrastructure.
Different area in Gaza City and the north where the Israeli ground operation has been expanding. The Israeli army is engaging with gunfire and from air, sea and land with the Hamas militants. The group has issued spy statements since yesterday saying that they are fighting the Israeli army using anti-tank missiles.
BBC correspondent Rushdie Abaluf reporting from southern Gaza. FBI Director Christopher Wray's recent assessment that the terror threat to Americans has been elevated. Amid the ongoing war in the Middle East between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas, Congressman Mike Garcia of California blasting President Biden administrations for aggravating the terrorist threat facing America with its border security policies.
They're not actually doing anything except for aggravating the problem. This is something, you know, I'm glad FBI Director Wray is having this epiphany this week, but many of us have been jumping up and down for the last 3 years pointing to the fact that when you allow 150 to 200,000 folks to come across our border, and those are just the ones we're counting, the odds are you're going to be letting in bad people.
Garcia declares the U.S. is facing a greater terrorist threat now than before the devastating 9/11 attacks. Also at SRNNews.com, a New York jury convicting FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man was convicted Thursday in Manhattan federal court by jurors who rejected his testimony that he did not defraud thousands of customers worldwide. The nation's employers slowed hiring in October, adding a modest but still decent 150,000 jobs, a sign the labor market may be cooling. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barta, the Cultural Research Center, says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
Barna's research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His polls also indicate that committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the U.S. population. Barna says that's why America is in trouble. This is SRN News. Three passengers are suing Alaska Airlines, saying they suffered emotional distress after an off-duty pilot allegedly tried to shut down the engines of a Washington State to San Francisco flight in midair.
Charging documents say the pilot was riding in the cockpit's jump seat when he tried to pull two handles that would engage a fire suppression system and cut fuel to the engine. He was quickly subdued and the plane diverted safely to Portland, Oregon. Plaintiffs in the suit say he should not have been allowed in the cockpit because he was suffering from depression and lack of sleep. Alaska Airlines says it's reviewing the complaint, adding it applauds the crew members for responding quickly to the crisis. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two people in Southern California have come down with dengue fever without traveling outside the United States. That's where the mosquito-borne illness is rare. A serious case of dengue can be fatal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.